opinion, Spiritus Inanis, who needs a parachute. I like to tell the two-ish anecdotal story of the Russian general during bitter winter fighting of World War II. This true story that I may have made up, or at least embellished, hell if I can remember, features the stalwart Soviet Supremo in a solemn meeting with American military advisors. The Russian had apparently run out of parachutes for his airborne paratroops, so he was just having his aircraft fly low, and the onboard heroes of the Communist Workers' Paradise would be ordered to jump out into Russian snowdrifts. Easy peasy. One advantage being you didn't have to waste time packing parachutes. Oh, and there was never a parachute malfunction to worry about. Just minor stuff, you know, rocks, logs, ice, pissed off polar bears, frostbite. Oh, and sudden death. The American military advisors, for their part, were appalled at the losses. They were quoting the fatality rates of Russian heroes of the Soviet Union drilling at 120 knots into snowdrifts, to which the Russian general became irritated. With a dismissive wave of the hand and the wisdom of vodka, he signaled his contempt with the famous phrase, "Pah, means nothing. Kamarats, let's be honest. Living has a 100% fatality rate." I heard this tale many decades ago, or I invented it, I can't remember, and I adopted the general's admonition as a sort of mantra. You know, when you are wind-blasted cold, poised in the door of a jump aircraft, shivering like a leaf, trying to pretend you really, really want to dive out head first and furiously chase down and link up with the two guys that just went ahead, that mantra really helps. Or when the helicopter annunciator panel lights up like a Christmas tree with a fire warning klaxon to boot, that mantra really helps. It aids concentration and meditation. Or when the donkey quits and there's nowhere to go but down, you know you're going to obliterate your aeroplane, so now repeat the mantra. Living has a 100% fatality rate. But if you are super sneaky like me, you carefully select the softest place to crash. And then one day as the rounds uninvited start eerily whizzing around your favourite head, or worse, are aimed at the large starburst spotlight that is hanging just below your favourite butt. That doesn't sound quite right. Anyway, repeat the mantra. All of which brings me to the perplexing spectacle of too many white folk making utter fools of themselves. If you want to watch an entire caucus of lightweights slobbering greedily at the trough, faking sincerity, and by their actions mocking my mantra, look no further than the posers in Washington. Congressional posers are the dumbest. Living, my friend, has a 100% fatality rate. Let us respect our brief stay here. Let us bow our stubborn heads in awe at all that we at best dimly perceive. If we are blessed and wise to the best of our abilities, we may yet leave this worldly dimension a trifle, tad, minuscule amount better and happier than when we entered upon this cardboard stage. Our white race is threatened as never before, targeted openly for destruction. They even put it in writing. Now is not the time to selfishly and greedily dedicate our labours to amassing fleeting fortunes, shallow moments of vain glory. Now is the time to muse in amazement at the magnificence of the mind of God, and serve as best we can our fellow man and our Creator. For some reason, basically chronic brainwashing, most of America thinks today's fascist or today's national socialist must be, by definition, a vicious, low IQ, godless soul bereft of reason, God fear, or any hope of survival from God's wrath. We must prove them all wrong. We must, by our patient actions, unceasingly seek the betterment of our people, the protection of the vulnerable, and a deep, deep, reverent respect for our amazing Creator.